Just to give a bit of background to this one, it's basically going to be my entry for stanzas of this month, of which the theme is identity. So I'm going to confess I'm anxious as all hell, because this is a deeply personal poem to do with identity. I have suffered many the sapling tyrants, always my tears washing away nothing. I have been the child that knows why he can't see his dad, who knows full well what he's done, why I'll never be able to say I'm proud of him for anything. I have flirted with the flightful fancy of suicide, though I've never pressed down the razor or tied a noose. My heart has often raced to daydreams of violence, of stomping, kicking, killing, until their bodies are sticky, pulpy paste beneath my foot. I have cried myself to sleep in lustful loneliness, whispering my lullaby, why? Yes, I have played the victim, maybe call me an attention seeker, but I'll be damned if I stay one. I'm a weirdo, I'm a social borderliner, but in that distance, I have found the brightest of souls. We are not lost. We are right at home. Victims? Fuck that. We're survivors.
Thank you. Next up we have someone O'Neill.
Jude
O'Neill.
Give it fucking sucks, Jude.
Go ahead and introduce this poem.
Say it as it is.
That's the best way.
I wrote it last Friday night at 3:30 in the morning. It's about
the best line.
It really is. That's the third time someone said it in the last half hour. But anyway, it's about love and sex and is inspired by the Songs of Solomon in the Old Testament. His hand is under my head. His left hand embraces me. I let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. In my bed last night, I sought him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but found him not. I rose and went about the city, through the streets. Have you seen him whom my soul loves? For my love is to me the perfume that lies across my chest. He is a column of smoke that stirs and awakens love as it pleases. He is the rain that clatters against my window at night and keeps me from sleep. My beloved speaks and says to me, "Arise, my beautiful one, and come away. Oh, my love, draw me after you. Let us run, for your lips are a scarlet thread and your eyes are as doves. Oh, my love, take me. Let us run away. For your love is the best wine, and my head is filled with the drops of the night. You have captivated my heart with one glance of your eye and one slip of your tongue. How much better your love is than any wine, or your skin than any perfume. Your words drip like nectar, and milk and honey flow freely from your mouth." His right hand is under my head. His left hand embraces me. I let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, and his fruit is sweet to my taste.
Yeah. Thank you. And can we have Charles Clark, please?
Composition. On a line they discontinued, a sweep through wild country, sad songs, songs too long in phrase for words, stored my life, in long lines of music. Now the burrs and stock and scotch grass are remembered, the rest forgotten.
Seamus Harrington.
Thanks, Rev. This was to be last week, so it's about 10 days late. When you say I'm true, bliss and great delight, when you say I'm blue, day just turns to night. If you stay, I'll crew, steer us clear of fright. Where you belay, I'll too, to be within your sight. A hopeful ray may brew from this concept slight. When your day is true, let me be your knight. I can see no answer new, though I resist and fight. All feelings still just grew to end within this plight. See now my point of view from that distant height. My very mind you blew, my heart's a free-fall kite. Why delay or renew what is by now so trite? With me reside askew when we'll see it's right. This image that you drew for an instant, even slight, I shared it, convinced too the time was also right. My brain is in a stew, my head is gone so light, my wits need a review, my reasons impolite. If you say I'm true, then deep despair and doubt. But if you delay, I'll coo, don't yet chart your flight. Time then surely flew since that shy invite from a teenager who set each pulse alight. To have someone to woo and share in moments quiet. No one compares to you, none comes close or quite. Give me a hint or clue if it's deemed all right to make a vow anew, one binding ever tight. When you demur, I rue with torn sheets of white. When you repour, I mew with ease again, I write. Without a cry or hue or heartfelt tug, despite what you say I'll do, no task too vast or slight. When you say I do, poems I'll then recite.
Pete Missick.
Yes. Yeah, I'd like to just make a quick little announcement here. This, I think, is the answer. I think it's going out quick. I think this is the answer. And I'll give
you. You can have one of those.
Oh,
you can have one of those.
Memory. Lost in the H2O is your memory. The masses start thinking again, and the war rages on. I see no anti-NATO or anti-war posters. You have windows. The plants all have a language of their own. They are more intelligent than humans, yet we think we are above them. Same goes for the animals. Let them go free. The nature is God, the same God we would destroy every day. Without the plants, we would not exist. There is a war on the world, and it continues for centuries. All of what we see in technology today happened before, and we go down the same road of greed and profit at the expense of our environment. Progress is a reality. In reality, is evil. Our world is going backwards. A world of insane rulers, bent on the material world and willing to play the game of total destruction, soon to be disrupted by a nature revolt. 1% of the water in the world is clean. Water will become a luxury. We will have water wars. We will be fighting over the water. Privatization of the water is the beginning of the demise of humanity. Monsanto genetically engineered foods will kill millions of people and change our DNA. We are not rats. So when you go to the supermarket and you see all the chemicals, we wonder why the hell we're eating them. This is a big question mark. Every day we eat chemicals. Think about it. Fooled by rules, ruled by fools. I watch the human race fighting over the resources. The answers, the ancients would be laughing. The answer is free energy. Nikola Tesla held the key to free, clean energy. We do not need coal, gas, nuclear, oil. Wind, solar is the way. And machines do run without fuel. But follow the money. All roads lead to the culprits of our unstable world. The Carnegies, the Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgans, the Rothschilds are controlling our banks and getting richer every day. America prints fake money under the private bank system called the Federal Reserve, and the hole gets bigger. And so they have money and power, but what is their end goal? Well, in the center of Georgia, USA, is a monument built by the New World Order and the Masonic Temple. The first writings at the top of the stone reads, "We must keep the population down to 500 million to make a balance with the nature. And that's why they dumbify you with fluoride and chlorine in the water. 94% of Prozac, which is a pharmaceutical drug, is fluoride. So you're taking Prozac every day. Calcimating your third eye. And poison all the food with pesticides and chemicals. In India, they use Coca-Cola for a pesticide, just to keep that in mind. And when I was a kid in the Bronx, we put it on pipes to burn holes in it, just for fun, to blow up the pipe for the landlord. The world you see today is an invisible one, heading towards extinction. It disturbs me to watch it go forward, as many close a blind eye. Western medicine is black magic. We are living in a prison planet, and the slave ships are still sailing. Find the light we will go into. Find enlightened consciousness and the spiritual realm. Find love, end the violence, find unity, despite all the chaos. Do not be sidetracked by the lies from the media. Don't let the system get you down. Love life, vote with your euro, and don't be depressed for a day. For more than a day, sorry. Thank you.
Next we have Artem. He's done there anyway.
Hello everybody. I would like to open with a little joke that my grandfather used to say to me when I was a child. So it goes as, it's coming somewhere there at the back behind all the happens during the years. Да будет свет, сказал электрик, и перерезал провода. Okay, that's it. One second, I'll translate it for you. The electrician says, "May there be light," and then he cuts off the wires. The cables. Interpret it any way you like. So I found this poem this morning and I would like to read it to you guys. When God created love, he didn't help most. When God created dogs, he didn't help dogs. When God created plants, that was average. When God created hate, we had a standard utility. When God created me, he created me. When God created the monkey, he was asleep. When he created the giraffe, he was drunk. When he created narcotics, he was high. And when he created suicide, he was low. When he created you lying in bed, he knew what he was doing. He was drunk and he was high. And he created the mountains and the sea and fire at the same time. He made some mistakes, but when he created you lying in bed, he came all over his blessed universe. Thank you. I have an exhibition right now at Hamlet Palace Hotel. It's a photography exhibition. I would like some of you to come. Yay. Anytime you like. There's two of them. There's one upstairs, Screaming Pope Prize exhibition in honor of Francis Bacon. There's some beautiful stuff around. I get inspired, I don't know. Thank you.
Philip Splatt.
Hello, everyone. This is a bit of a risk because this poem is by no means finished. Let's give it a risk. Let's give it a chance, shall we? Banshee, why shan't you cry my name, siring the echo around these valleys? Let my foes moan in my departure as I disembark my soul from my former shell. I tried to escape so many times. My body has spasmed in such seizures. My music tripped from the tips of my fingers as they clip the guitar strings. My hair files and curls as my breasts shiver, as the soul tries to vibrate out, expressing in mighty passion. Banshee, you should be screaming. I'm on the tip of pure edge of death. However, not dying, but dying. My eyes look wild as they frigid, and she fused however understands the madness. Banshee, I write for you. I write for the nymph muse, the current of my afterlife. It is there, because I miss someone, yet she is not there. I hear someone, but nothing is there, except for the abstract. Banshee, it might be you. My signaler that I've passed on to the unknown void. And then, back into reality, I've expressed a piece of art. Thank you very much.
Cedric.
I used to work in a youth hostel in London, so that one is actually kind of about that, because I was working nighttime, 12 hours a night, and that's where I realized that, well, formality and being, let's say, being proper and formal at work is something that is a room that can be bent. A lot of things can be bent, especially at night time. You know, your cocktail, you have no idea. Anyway, that's where I realized that maybe I should take different routes with my life. So this one is called Birth at the Graveyard Shift. I tighten the tie around my neck, walking forward, walking toward another day, shaping a word I do not recognize, 12 hours at a time. I no longer hear the tick of the clock, someone else watches my time. I no longer hear the beat of my heart, someone else pours into it. I tighten the belt around my waist to hold the guts I don't need, shaping a life I don't acknowledge. Those 12 hours aren't mine. I cannot tighten the leash around that neck, the collar no one will recognize today. I'll go missing 12 hours at a time. I hear something, a hammer that is cocked. I fear the end of my time. I hear pounding more than the beat of a heart. A life returning to its fit. I loosen my belt around my waist as my guts have returned. Shaping my life like a race, and I pledge. 12 hours are now the starting line. Tick, the steps succeed one another. Tuck, 12 hours can keep going forever. Tick, I push even further before I choke. Tuck, 12 hours before the next stroke. Frankie Griffin, please.
This one's called Dogger Up Cork. Anybody that's spent a bit of time walking in theatre might get this, as I've spent 20 years at it. He met her at the Sack of Spuds, a local village store. She was waving a bag of onions in his teller's face, screaming about the overpricing. He had carved out a name for himself in the entertainment business, freelancing stage manager, hosting his home, had an accident, made shit of his spine, put an end to any ambitions, walks peculiarly now, aching to a hop, skip and a jump. All to one sound, all to one side, like the tone of my eye. Fell into theatre for a while, fell back out again. Fist broke, wondering where the fuck he was going from here. An ailing head and body, trying to keep a fourth-hand car on the road. It ain't easy, that's for sure. Cracked a few balls down at the corner pocket, smoked like a chimney, drank like a fish, wrapped around a cheap bottle of whiskey, and rolling tobacco all the way from China. Purchased from the boot of a car, down some dark alley, where no one could see the crime. The best journey sawdust in town. Whooping like a sick dog after 2 days, wake up in the morning, nursing the cheap hangover, small money goodbye. Rigid, stuck to a pillow, afraid to make a false move, like a US Marine in a Vietnamese jungle. One move, you trip a booby trap, and you explode into smithereens off the face of the earth, which at this point might not be such a bad thing. It all backfired like the fourth-hand car, coughing and spluttering, the odd service at the doctor's surgery, and we motor on. Falling isn't good, and love ain't for everyone.
And can we have stage manager? Can we have Mia Weber and Kieran McCartan, please?
So yeah, I sang two versions of this song before, but I'm going to finish it. So I bought the finishing squad.
We're using the same mic, so...
They woke on their pillow. It was feather soft. They were handed their iPhone with their breakfast. They were driven to school. They were given knowledge. They finished school. They went to college. And they said, I wish I was someone I could rely on. I wish I was someone I could rely on. They woke on their pillow with feather soft. Mother paid a visit, said, look what I got. Say, baby, would you like it? And baby, if not, is there anything that you want? I wish I wish I was someone I could rewrite all my mind. Wish I was someone I could rely on. They woke on their pillow with words, feathers soft. Their father went to their father's wardrobe, said, look what I got. Said, Daddy, look at me, don't I look like you? He handed him some money, said, son, now you do. I wish I was someone I could rely on. I wish I was someone I could rely on. They woke on their pillow with words, feather soft. They tried to act on impulse, but sadly could not. Where do I learn my part? Mother, father, where does it start? How do I stay in touch when we have much too much? I wish I was someone I could rely on. I was someone I could rely on. They woke on their pillow with words, feather soft.
Played this one before. I like sent
his very eyes into exile, into plots. To breathe, you see, is Conan the poet, now swam in a new sea of satire. Iambic celluloid, anapestic f-stop, dactylic actors, an alliteration of lighting and a versification of visions. Conan the poet was in a very different sea of sound effects and irony, a sea of modern prosody, of new closed forms. Ask Petrarchan Scanani for a modern sunrise sonnet and you'll receive. When aiming camera, just make sure to think that all the mise-en-scene is balanced well, that all the actors have their lines to tell, that all the shades and hues and shadows are in sync. When if you need your players not to blink, to shield their eyes from the sun's own jealous yell, to fan and nudge their egos to excel, make sure to look as if you're on the brink breaking through to poetry unseen, but bringing through the actor's greatest day of culminating new creations, dreamed. For when the thespian instinct will not play, suspects the charioteer about to fold, the last word of each line is never told. Ask to Scanani, an ancient anamorphic quatrazain, and with smiling plain, and say another sonnet, two tercets, two quatrains, opus historium, Cleo Hysterium, ask labored Scanani while placing a prop, a limerick to requite, and he'll recite. There was an old actor from yore who thought that to film was a bore, till he moved all his grace from his hands to his face and entered the stage nevermore. Scanani the poet was in a completely different sea of emotion and a morality. Ask him for a villanelle and he'll answer with five tercets and a set dressing quatrain. I found a poet in me, and sighed when he me saw an artist finally free. The road to mastery, the softened, cheerful paw, I found a poet in me. Unraveling mystery, with feathered forms a claw, an artist finally free. I now could speak with tree, have arguments with floor, I found a poet in me. To flee, or not to flee, a danger to the law, an artist finally free. It's best I climb a tree, there with the crows I'll call. I found a poet in me, an artist finally free. Cinquain, sextain, rondel, rondo, rondel, rondel, rondori doublé, a triolet aussi. Ask for a haiku, swift sun, surgeon, shining seas, 90-page screenplay. A movement, an emotion, Scanani the poet was worrying now in a very different sea of symbols and imagery, a sea of newly dreamed cities, of new open forms, of scripted cobblers, ad-lib odes, couplet cameos, a rhyming montage of troubadouric flashbacks, of scheduled epigrams and filtered ballads. Delirious Scanani the poet was panicking now in this completely different simile sea. Fetzerima shutter speeds, pantoum close-ups, Vigelai ancien clapperboards, continuity ballads, Vigelai nouveau light meters, and focus-pulling glosa. Onomatopoeic, stampeding crowds, new phonetic zoomings, homeoprophoron, animal handlers, makeup consonant swindlers, and assonant stunt predictors, the rhythm and effect of accelerating producers, sustaining piegebrado atmospheres, the phonetic rhetoric of the assistant director. And talkie iteratio of the walkie-talkie, lipograms, and inner dialogues in Sinalifa, the caesura of discretion. Scanani the poet, staring at the rhyming crew and cast of the unrhyming entirety, simply shook his head. Rich rhyme, mirror rhyme, identity rhyme, virtual rhyme, in decasyllabo Gallic, decasyllable Alexandrines, iambic pentameter, all mercilessly sent to the slaughter of booms and gates and gels and mics, and of avant-garde gung-ho fame-spangled hotheads. Da-da-da, for the nursery rhyme advocates, who lose, iambically, take 10, a trochaic action, and anapestically, it's a wrap. In the can, dactylic filmistry, an amphibraic filtration of spondaic faux pas and pyrrhic edits, Scanani's stress patterns and tightrope syllables, designer syllables, all lost. Drowned, realized Scanani the poet, by the conquering camera and the seventh art. Mila.
Thank you.
last but not least, Christy Barker.
Leave before I got them.
Just a
lucky
follow up
after 5 years
as well. Cheers. Anyway, this is the Pond Road Rogue. It's an update of a Pond Road Rogue. This was 5 years ago. And just updated yesterday. It's a work in progress, it looked like, so it was. probably some of you will empathize with it because it's called A Bad Day. The rent is overdue, the budgie has the flu, the dog is coughing too, I have a hole in every shoe, I've not had sex since 2002. The wife tells me we're through. The guards were round on spec about a stolen check from a waiter from Quebec. I got it in the neck, they left the place a wreck. They're a filthy fucking crew. The hash I got on tick made me paranoid and sick, and I overdosed on the Vic. I said, doctor, help me quick. He said, not you again, you prick. Get in the queue. Get in the queue. I've got 40 bills to pay and another on the way. I'm at 60 fags a day. Packs, just to say. People call me the ashtray. Wouldn't you? My car is on the blink. I've got typhoid from the sink. I must be the weakest link, I think. How much lower can I sink before I'm true? Yeah, everything is wrong. Every girl I know is gone. I'm hooked on Roy Orbison. I'm in every fucking song. Put another on. Any drink will do. Now I'm 2 days on the piss. I'm late for my psychiatrist. And here's another twist. I think I've got the gist. I'm on God's hit list. It's true. I'm Valium and Prozac. Panic attack and no crack. I need to get back on track. The day has gone to black, not blue. I'm going round the bend, don't know where all will end. I wish somebody would send me on a special friend to help my life to mend. Any one of you will do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Before we go, can we have one more round of applause for our guest tonight, Mr. Diaz?
Yeah.